Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah! Good morning, Kansas City. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 31, but it feels like negative 4 outside. It's currently 12 degrees, KC. Partly cloudy skies at the KC Mo City Hall.
Thanks for the good news. Heidi!
I'm just the messenger. What's up, man? How you feeling on this Black Press Day?
Oh, I'm dressed appropriately. Mm-hmm. You know, all black like the omen. Got another chance to talk all things Kansas City with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas.
Of course, we got your TMG at your 23s. The Oscars went down the other night. Michael B. Jordan walked away with Best Actor Award. You'll hear his speech up next. And then Jack Harlow addresses some controversy about his new route in music.
Get your mans. White Jennings, get your mans. We got your motivation in 10 minutes. Another blessing for another week to do some good for yourself and others. Started off right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
There will come a time when you'll need to call upon your courage. So exercise it now and every chance you get to keep it as strong as it can be. Courage is not an absolute necessity in every situation, and it can often be easier to keep your courage suppressed. But that's not an ideal habit to get into, because sooner or later, you'll have to rely upon that courage. When the occasion comes, you'll be best served by your courage if you're well accustomed to how it feels. Make courage a habit, make it your default response, and you make it more powerful. That doesn't mean you have to dominate others just for the sake of doing so. It does mean you must seek to do what's right, what's best, to speak the truth as much as you can. Live with your courage close at hand. That way, it's always ready to be called into action. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 31. Currently, it feels like negative 4, but it's 12. Partly cloudy skies at Lincoln Prep. Michael B. Jordan takes home the Best Actor Award for his performance in Sinners. This makes him the 7th black actor to win the award. And check out his speech.
God is good. God is good. And your mama, what's up? Y'all know how I feel about my mother and my father's here. Your pops, where you at? My dad came in from Ghana. He flew in from Ghana to be here. My brother, my sister's here, my family. I want to thank Ryan Coogler and betting on a culture and betting on original ideas and original artistry. And you're an amazing, amazing person. I'm so honored to call you a collaborator and a friend.
Congratulations. It seems like Ryan and him are the new Denzel Denzel and Spike.
Yeah, that's exactly what it kind of feels like. And
I'm saying Malcolm because Malcolm X, my bad, y'all.
Yeah, and if you recall back in 2013, because I forgot how long Michael B. Jordan has been on the scene. He's been around even before Fruitvale Station, but that was 2013. So to see them both come up together and have these moments and actually receive their flowers, it's a beautiful thing. Now, at the Essence Black Women in Hollywood event, actress Tia Mowry is all smiles. Now, I don't know if you can hear it in her voice, but the girl is in love.
How is it feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling optimistic?
I'm in love.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's just say.
You're really in love?
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
But that's all I'm going to
say.
Okay. I am keeping this to my
heart. Close to the heart.
But I'm very grateful.
Your voice changed everything.
Yeah, I'm happy.
If you would have saw her face, you was like, yeah. Somebody got her head over heels. But she had like a little Valentine's Day dump of stuff. And we saw somebody's feet in it. And we like, who it is? I don't think that's your baby daddy. That we know, your ex-husband.
Somebody done broke her off.
Yeah. If you saw the video, people in the comments said somebody's knocking the Mario coins out of her. And that's exactly
the Mario
coins. That's exactly how she was looking
the
in that
Sonic
video.
Coins. How about we all just be quiet? How about that, huh?
Put a sock in it, Joffrey. The boy's in love.
What you know about that?
Nothing at all.
See, look, how do you not know that line from Coming to America?
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
As we have some closures that we need to get into, Kauffman School, you got an AMI day. Kansas City, Missouri Public Schools, virtual classes only. Hogan Prep, you're closed for a snow day today. De La Salle, AMI day.
Center School too. Whole school district, virtual learning day.
Okay. Lee A. Tolbert, you're closed. North Kansas City, AMI day. Park Hill, AMI day. Platte County, closed.
Shout out to Hogan Prep, they closed.
Raytown, you're closed.
Kearney as well.
Smithville, you're closed. Now, if we did not mention you, you're open.
And make sure students and parents, y'all know the drill. Make sure you check that email too. Because if they have anything they need to inform you of, it will be in your student's email. And if you have a portal, too, make sure you're checking that as well.
KCK, get up. You're going to school.
You know, so you know how KCK get down. They're going to school.
Let's see. Lee Summit, get up. You're going to school. Blue Valley.
Pack that lunch. And get to it.
We'll keep you updated on other closures and cancellations as they fall in. Hustle and Shine in the morning. Now, we do a weekend recap right here, and that's a perfect segue into what we were seeing yesterday at your Hustle Hard for the Future event at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah,
it was snowing like a mud, boy.
Yeah, it started to pick up, too. But shout out to all the cousins that stopped by the Hustle for the Future Sports pop-up. It was the first of many. It was over at Lee Summit at Dick's Sporting Goods. 103 listeners got hooked up with a free swag bag, and that they took that within about an hour. So, shout out to our cousins. All that does is tell us that we need to have more of these type of events and more pop-ups for you to get hooked up. And then somebody's going to get hooked up later today with some prizes, too. So, we'll follow up with you on those details. But, nah, yesterday was cool, but that snow started to come down and fall quickly.
Yeah, that was crazy. Shout out to the young lady. I forgot the apparel company she's with. But, you know, she gave me my little fresh can city hat.
Shout out to T.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't got this.
Yeah, I'm going to wear my shirt. I'm going to wait till what's the word so I can break down the word. She gave me a special hoodie that I'm going to have to pop on. I can't even tell you too much.
Yeah. I know you was at Oral over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. The weekend was jam-packed.
Three-one-four-day.
3-1-4-day at Patio. We was kicking at Oral Friday.
I'm surprised she's here, y'all. I'll be
off tomorrow Wednesday, so
what?
Buckle
up. We didn't negotiate this.
I told you.
I said what I said.
No.
This is when y'all ever have a coworker that don't check their email.
We like that.
That's B-Shining.
We need to discuss this. We'll be back, y'all.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
Now, this next story definitely hits a lot of people, D, because we all have someone older in our lives, whether that be an aunt, uncle, grandparent, whatever. And some of the things that they're talking about in Jefferson City are directly affecting their pockets, including the Missouri legislators' push to eliminate the state income tax. Now, you know, on the surface, it might seem like no big deal. But like many Missouri seniors, they worried about the future with some of the fine print that they have, D.
I'm a senior. Yeah. So I want a fixed income. Yes.
For those of us that are on Social Security, it's going to hurt because we don't have any extra money coming in from anywhere else. It sucks. That's all I can say. It just sucks.
It will mean a lot of dollars out of their pocket. It will have an impact on a majority, more than a majority of people in this state.
So Governor Mike Keogh's plan is to scrape scrapped the income tax in favor of a significant increase in the statewide sales tax. So this threatens to shift substantially more than the state's tax burden to seniors and other vulnerable populations. So, you know, the idea is, okay, we get, I guess, more money on our checks or whatever, but then all the other taxes will go higher up. Like sales tax will go higher. And then they talking about eliminating the e-tax here in the town in Kansas City. So we'll end up paying way more for stuff than what we're paying for now.
Yeah, and it just, because I'm still reading up even more about this. And I see that it means most seniors pay little or no state income tax, which sounds like a positive, but they wouldn't be able to avoid future sales tax increases. So it just sounds like, you know,
good some malarkey.
Crack I'm thinking about whack. I'm thinking about my grandma, you know, and like you said, we all have someone close to us that, and then if we being honest too, you're going to get to a point where, you know, you're the senior citizen that we're talking about. So consider that too.
We represent high aspirations and we are hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Duh! Cousins, we appreciate you tapping into the Hot 103 Jams app, or if you're watching us live on the Facebook and YouTube live stream of Hustle and Shine, or you're doing it the old school way. Right now, you're frustrated and you're mad because you're a little late driving on 29 up north. Calm down. You okay? You on 35 in Kansas? Bro, watch out. You know them folks over there. You on 71? Give a little grace this morning, okay? Whatever the case, we love and appreciate you for tapping into Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to Anthony Drone, Big Reese, Robin Spears. Shout out to you, cousin, for keeping us all the way informed. And I know several of our schools are also on spring break. That includes KCK, Piper, Shawnee Mission, and Blue Valley as well. Shout out to Stacey Davis. She said, pull those coats out and have a great day, cousins. Facts. Rich Harris, we appreciate you always hitting us up, sending us a lot of love. I be trying to read these in live time and like pre-read them before, but shout out to Rich Harris. He's always tapped in with us, right? Heavy on the good luck. And then on the Twitter side, always Brandon Blake. We appreciate you as always.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 30. Currently, it is 11 clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle. Rapper Jack Harlow has some addressing to do. He just dropped a new album. It's titled Monica. Now, I haven't heard the entire project, but I heard like a little small snippet, and it kind of gave a little neo-soul-ish. Well, he sat down for an interview, and they were asking him of his thoughts regarding him getting a little bit more into black culture.
You arguably went into deeper into
black music.
Yeah. Deeper into blackness. Yeah. So
I think I love black music. And of course, I'm hyper aware of the politics of today, that safer landing spot that a lot of my white contemporaries have found. And of course, it appealed to me to do something that I felt like at a time when there's plenty of people expecting me to take some of the routes y'all take.
Yeah.
To take the route that not only might not be expected, but is also the one I genuinely want to take. So all the stars aligned in that way.
Okay.
Go ahead with yours so I can say something. Go ahead. You get started.
First, that's a white man talking to two other white men talking about he got blacker.
He didn't say.
What are we talking about? Go ahead. Keep going. Now, what did he say?
Keep going.
I'm going to say my part at the end. With two other white men saying, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. There was nobody to check him right there. I just got some names for him. Let's see. LL Cool Whip. Ghostface Vanilla.
Do you see the music stole child?
Uncommon.
Shout out to Jack Harlow. But at the same time, we talk a lot about people that come into hip-hop culture, they do their thing, and then they go to rock. Are we shaming him for tapping into the music that he says he likes more?
Sure. Charlie Kirk Franklin.
Because I don't think that he was trying to say that he himself is blacker. The music is what he was talking about.
Neo-colonial soul. Lint condition.
So yeah, this is, I'm gonna check out the album and see what actually is going on.
Luca Vandross.
Yikes.
Get him up out of here, man.
I like the Luca Vandross. That's crazy. Everybody cutting back, including Ocho Cinco, as him and Rick Ross talk about saving some money and penny pinching and him taking care of his woman's hair.
You know how I am. I'm cheap. So I'm a one-stop shop. If we date and I do your hair, nails, lashes, I one-stop shop.
What about when she deserves better?
I mean, she got better. She with me.
She got, but you can't do her hair.
I do hair, Ross.
What about her edges?
I do edges.
Her hair
I use,
gonna be coming
I,
out.
Nah, I use edge control. I
you
do it all
be
day.
You gonna face too. You gonna do her makeup?
I do makeup and all, boy.
Ocho Cinco's very known to be cheap.
Yes.
He's you like know? A Terry Crews of sports.
So he, I remember he was like, yeah, but where's you cubic zirconias? You know, don't wear no real diamonds. People can't tell. And he's right. Like, people cannot tell the difference.
Your ears will tell the difference.
Not really.
Some people are allergic. You never heard that?
Yeah, I like I got sensitive skin.
Yeah,
but if you
yeah.
get the right ones, you get the sterling silver. Tell them my secrets. You'll be all right.
Gotta have everybody at the
you
beauty
just
supply
can't go
just,
to the, just. Or can't the, go, or yeah,
the,
yeah,
the kiosks. Is that yeah, where men get their stuff from?
You can Amazon it. You can Walmart it. You can Target it. You know, you
yeah,
can
do what's right for your ears. Because don't have no keloid or no issues with your ear
yeah,
because
do
you, didn't win, you didn't win $2.99 on three of your ears.
Don't blame Hustle and Shine, okay?
No, yeah. I was going to say, blame the big homie for that one. Now, lastly, Keke Palmer and her castmates, they were at South by Southwest for a presentation. And according to TMZ, a man in the attendance sitting in the front row decided to approach the stage and get down on one knee and ask Keke Palmer to marry him. Obviously confused, she responds, "I can't marry you. I don't know you. I'm so sorry." She even thought it was a prank. But this just goes to show, like, what are y'all doing? And it did not look like it was a prank because until they almost dragged that man out of there, he was not going nowhere.
My divorce.
How about that?
People are creepy.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems.
Back with us another week, talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, a federal subpoena recently revealed that the FBI requested records related to a homeless outreach contractor connected to the city. But the subpoena itself doesn't mention Councilwoman Raina Park Shaw or her husband, Public Works Director Michael Shaw. Still, Mayor Lucas, because of their past involvement with the Clean Up KC program, it's created a lot of speculation and headlines. From your vantage point as mayor, what do you make of this situation, and how important is it for City Hall to stay transparent with Kansas Citians so people know exactly what's going on and what isn't?
So City Hall needs to make sure it is transparent. I'm always going to make sure, to the extent I know what's going on, that I will share what I know when I know it. I am not going to be, and, you know, whatever, I guess that's how we'll start our morning. I'm not going to be the brother who is throwing more rumors, about which I know nothing, on a black woman and a black man who have worked very hard to build a reputation in this community, who have worked hard to try to build up this community as best they can. I don't know. I don't know the background of everything that's being investigated. I also have seen this grand jury subpoena now that apparently is for a third party. And what I won't do is rush to conclusions like I think many other people have. Whenever I see things like this, I tend to take them very seriously. Folks try to mix and match a whole lot of things together to try to tear somebody down. Maybe there's something there, maybe there's not. What I'm not going to be a part of is trying to accelerate the fire that is surrounding or engulfing somebody who is really trying their best to make sure that they can make this city better. So I look forward to learning more as time goes on. I look forward to making sure we answer as we know what's going on. The feds don't usually give those quick of answers, but I'm not going to stand here in judgment of people who I know deserve a fair right to defend themselves and frankly deserve a fair right to know what's going on.
Mayor Lucas, do you think this was a possible somebody trying to throw salt in the possible 2027 campaign of Raina Park Shaw for her candidacy to be mayor?
In the way that it has been reported, absolutely it is. I mean, look, again, I don't know. I don't know what the ultimate issues are. I don't even know what the entire purported investigations are. But yeah, when you have a current political race going on, when you have the sort of reporting that I think we saw before, and remember at the beginning, it was just kind of these folks being investigated. It may be pay for play on permitting, which apparently this investigation at least doesn't appear to relate to. It may be any thousands of other things. I mean, look, these are people that can defend themselves, but at the same time, that's when I sat back and said, you know what, I start to have some level of issues. And let me give you another fact. You know, when you talk about being black in Kansas City or in American politics, when you talk about where some of us come from, you know, folks have never found alleged corruption scandals they don't want to try to believe. So, you know, you start to throw all the drama on the city's corrupt, these people are corrupt or something like that. I work at City Hall. Frankly, I have issues with other contracts that seem to go to certain places, but that never seem to get this type of engagement and tension and concern. So I'm going to sit back. I'm gonna do what I think everybody else should be doing, which is saying, I don't know the facts. Let me see if there's some real facts about these people that are worthy of all this investigation. What I'm not about to do is just say they are all this, that, and the other, that City Hall is engulfed in corruption claims. We're not. I'm showing up at work every day, all right? And the other thing I'm not going to do is try to destroy the reputations of people who have spent decades building it. If there's something there, then cool. I'm going to show up on your show. I'm going to answer questions about it. You're going to professionally ask me about it. But we're not about to just sit here and just say, oh yeah, these people got a whole bunch of challenges, when frankly, from every official thing I've seen so far, I'm not seeing the connection. So,
Mayor Lucas, later on this week, you'll have a meeting with City Planning and Economic Development Corporation to discuss potential streetcar expansion in the Midtown area. Ahead of that meeting, what outcome would you like?
You know, I think this is really an interesting opportunity for Kansas City. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to get my mind right on this topic, not the last one. But I think this is an interesting meeting for Kansas City for the following reason. We have been talking for years now, actually, to our friends over in Wyandotte County, at the University of Kansas Health System and others. Anybody who goes to that area knows that it's a big job generator for many in our region. KU Health System is actually the fourth largest employer of Kansas City, Missouri residents too, not to mention all the other folks. Of course, it is in KCK, right on the state line. And so this is really about how can we connect a lot of working people to jobs, those who are cleaning the facility, nurses, professionals, staff, so many others, phlebotomists, what have you. And so I look forward to learning more about what that type of connection could look like. I'm also excited about East-West connection on 18th Street, linking 18th and Vine. I think when you look at Kansas City, the breakdown we need to make once and for all, everybody, is breaking the East-West divide, whether it's getting from KCK and Wyandotte County into the city, whether it's getting from the core of the city to the east side of Kansas City. These lines, however short, can be the beginning of a way that we actually link these divides that I think break up too much of our community and too much opportunity for our community long term.
Back at it with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas of Kansas City, Missouri. Now, a lot of Kansas Cityans who grew up on the south side, including me, remember when you could take Blue River Road near 85th and Hickman Mills Drive and drive straight through towards Grandview. It was one of those like scenic little shortcuts that many of us loved. Well, that stretch has been blocked off for about two decades now, unfortunately. And about a year ago, you mentioned that the city was studying the possibility of reconnecting it. What did that study ultimately show, Mayor Lucas? And is there any realistic chance that Kansas Cityans will see that road reopen again?
Much love to all of our South Side connections and making sure people get around. I think the issue that we keep running into is that you continue to have cost prohibitive fixes. And so obviously this was a fix that was in the millions of dollars before that has only gone up since the time of study. When you compare even the past traffic counts with it, it becomes something that is challenged and strained under an already crowded budget. Doesn't mean it isn't of value to people. It just means that this is something that becomes harder and harder for us to justify at least the costs on the fix. We continue to look to ways to see whether KC Water and some of the others really over there, fundamentally it is a runoff issue that challenges the road long term. Are there ways that we can get more funds, including funding that helps support some of the water infrastructure nearby, flood control, etc. So I'm saying with all of that, it may not open that soon. I ain't gonna tell you any stories, but we'll continue to try to look for if there is some grant, if there is some way to help you ride in your 91 Civic. Don't get me wrong, I know you ain't that old. I know that might have been a ride you had. Had it looking all good, listening to Hot 103 jams back in the day. We're going to make sure we can explore what that's like for you.
I was riding that Truce Metro bus over there. That's on the way to Hypermart. And then when we reopen it, rename it, it's the Brian B. Shining Blue River Road.
I like that.
What's that? That
BBBB?
Yeah, that's
all them bees.
All right, man, Lucas, we appreciate you. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing for Kansas City.
All right, y'all. Stay warm today. Be safe out there.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time. High of 30, curly 10, but it feels like -9 at Hickman Mills. After backlash for calling an end to the Target boycott, Pastor Jamal Bryant apologized, saying he was out of touch with what the community really wanted.
I was reading from a different sheet of music. I made assumptions that were not true. And I wanted to apologize to you for being a leader that was out of touch with what it is that the community wanted and sense what it is that the community were demanding. I have not been compensated by Target. None of my colleagues or comrades have received a dime from Target.
So if you're not in touch with where we need to go with that, why should we be in touch with you? Or are you in touch with where we need to go with Afterlife? Like, are you in touch with, like,
huh?
So a pastor is supposed to guide you into certain spaces and to certain things. And I know you're supposed to guide yourself and lead your own self with God and with the word and all of that. But fam, if you're that delusional and lost, because nobody's mentioned Target and going to shop there or anything within the past year and a half or 2 years or so. So why is this mentioning now?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, if you're not in touch with that,
clearly
why should I be touched? Why should we be closer on a deeper level?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. But yeah, I think the boycott is still on. Make your own decisions if you want to shop there. But it sounds like, you know, things happen, mistakes happen. It is what it is. Either you gonna shop there or you ain't. It's simple, bottom line. In other news, Tyler Perry is cashing out on his ownership stake in BET Plus, which I'm very sad about, as Paramount prepares to shut down the streaming platform and fold its content into a larger service. Now, according to Variety, Paramount Skydance has officially purchased Perry's minority stake, which I believe he previously held about 25% of ownership in the streaming service. Now, the financial terms, of course, of the buyout have not been disclosed. But that just means BET Plus will not go away, because I sure pay my membership. Auntie Julie Jones, you need to listen to this, too. Yes, I love BET Plus.
Oh, y'all be splitting. You be.
Yeah, I let her in into the fold. I give my BET Plus to all my close people.
Hope Viacom or whoever owned Paramount, whoever y'all own, y'all hear this?
It's too late now. I gotta make sure. I think my mom has Paramount, so we about to move all the way under my mama's account.
Oh my God!
Know that I ain't gonna pay. You think I'm gonna do that? Come on!
Look at that! Look at
think smarter, not harder.
Well, they cheat. Y'all know how to cheat the system, don't you?
Know how to be smart.
Oh my gosh.
That is what it is.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those artistic, trusting, and mysterious Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hands up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor Tyrell Williams. A happy birthday to actress Adriana Alexis. Send us a birthday love to NBA All-Star Blake Griffin. Happy birthday to rapper, actor, and TV personality and member of Public Enemy. Happy birthday to Flavor Flav. Send us a birthday love to actor Clifton Powell. Happy birthday to singer and songwriter Blue Cantrell. And last but not least, a happy birthday to singer-songwriter Janae Aiko.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Skit the Barber, Ned Elaine, and Carly Hall. Sending birthday love to Shalice Clay, Samantha Kay, and Kelly Robin. Happy birthday, Monte Harrison, Ariel Johnson, and Kyle Medina. Happy birthday, Heather DeLong, Hooligan Salas, and Scott Saunders. Happy birthday, Rachel Balderston, Mike Parker, and Shanae Denise. Plus a big special Hustle and Shine happy birthday to Corey Jarvis, a.k.a. Mitch and Me, and everybody else born on March 16th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Man, this is Jarvis.
What's up, Jarvis? What you doing?
Man, I'm waiting to win these tickets.
Hey, man, what's your check engine light looking like?
It's on.
Damn. Peace and blessings to you, man.
It be like that. All right, Jarvis, we got a shot to hook you up with 2 tickets to the Nothing But The Truth podcast, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And I got plenty room if you think you want to roll. See, this is what they made Cadillac trucks for. Let's go to a place you ain't never been down in the country. I bet I had you saying you love me. Shawty want to
ride with me? We could get low. Hop up in the 7-4, dope. Shawty want to ride with me? We can get down. Say you want a thug.
Don't be scared now.
Now.
Shawty
sure wanna rock.
Yeah.
Hey! There we go, Jarvis. Okay. On a Monday. Yeah.
Jarvis, you like Young Buck too?
You know, I was a kid. I had it on my MP3 player.
Yeah. Not a classic. All right, Jarvis, you are getting those 2 tickets to the Nothing But The Truth podcast panel that's going down at the Scottish Rite Temple on Saturday, March 28th. Who are you taking with you?
No, man. We're going to figure it out.
Yes, you have fun with that.
All right, Jarvis.
All right, y'all.
Please tell Kansas City what morning shows get you hooked up.
Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z. Hustle and Shine in the morning. Y'all know what's going on.